The Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, said at the weekend no deal would be perfectly okay. Talking to Robert Peston on his ITV show, Mr. Johnson also said the consequences of no deal were not as apocalyptic as some people like to pretend. That, however, seems to be at odds with what the International Trade Secretary Liam Fox had to say. He was on Sky News telling Sophie Ridge it would be bad if Brexit happened without a trade deal. So we asked our reporter Tim Johns to have a look into what the politicians are saying when it comes to deal or no deal.
As MPs debate the Brexit bill in Parliament today, they'll be considering whether it should be in law that they have a say on the final deal agreed with the rest of the EU when our time comes to leave. If Theresa May winds up with a bad trade deal without a deal in time, or if Parliament ends up rejecting the deal on the table, we could end up leaving with no deal. And all weekend, politicos have been going on about
deal,
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 or
no deal,
no deal,
no deal.
The question is whether leaving the EU with no trade deal would be fine or not. In today's ghoulish edition of Deal or No Deal, Noel Edmonds is nowhere in sight. Instead, politicians and pundits are lined up here with their red boxes, ready to open them up and tell us what they think. No cash prizes. Theresa May had better go first.
No deal for Britain is better than a bad deal for Britain.
Thank you. Conservative MP Anna Soubry doesn't look so sure about all of this. Anna?
My fear is that what this is really about is us deliberately, not the Prime Minister, but others, deliberately ensuring that we have no deal. And in that event, we jump off the cliff onto WTO tariffs.
She's referring there to World Trade Organization tariffs, which we'd adopt with no deal. What's in the box of left-wing commentator Owen Jones?
If there's no deal, this country will revert to World Trade Organization rules, food prices will hurtle up, and the economy will be thrown into recession.
Well, the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is looking very relaxed about the whole thing.
I think that actually, as it happens, we would be perfectly okay if we weren't able to get an agreement, but I'm sure that we will, for the reasons that I gave.
Ah, that must be the banker. Hello?
It would be preferential to have a deal.
Oh, it's not the banker, it's another of the three Brexiteers, Trade Secretary Liam Fox.
Well, I think that you couldn't have no deal without disadvantaging both UK citizens and European Union citizens.
Well, that seems at odds with Boris Johnson. Brexit Secretary David Davis, what's in your box?
The simple truth is we have been planning for the contingency, all the various outcomes, all the possible outcomes. It's not just my team, it's the whole of Whitehall, it's every single department.
So he says the government will be totally prepared for a no-deal situation. Labour MP Keir Starmer, would you like a turn?
The prospects of crashing out without a deal, that would be a disaster.
Well, thanks everyone for playing. And if Noel Edmonds wants to adopt this new format, he's very welcome to it. It seems like the jury's currently out on whether without a
deal,
we'd do just as well with
no deal,
no deal,
no deal.
And we've got at least 2 years to continue this debate.